The nation's airports were a bit less crowded today after a very busy day yesterday as people hurried to get to their holiday destinations. Heightened concern about terrorist attacks has led to tighter security at airports. Officials advised passengers not to carry wrapped presents, which might be unwrapped by security guards. They also warned that cars left unattended at the airport curbs would be towed. NPR's John Idstey visited Reagan National Airport just outside Washington, D.C., to see how travelers were coping.
Reagan National was actually less crowded today than on a normal Friday afternoon. Not surprising, since today was a holiday for many workers. But for John and Diane Dillon, getting their bags, two little girls, and toys onto an airplane was still a challenge.
And you're going where?
To Wisconsin.
To the snow,
eh? Yes, the snow belt. But we'll be back before Y2K hits. We thought the snow belt is not a place to stay, just in case.
The Dillons said they had expected heightened security, but hadn't experienced any so far. John Omer, also heading for Wisconsin, said any added security wasn't going to deter him.
Did you have any trepidation today about coming out traveling, given the security threats?
No.
Why not?
Well, I've had this plan for quite some time now, so nothing's going to stop me from getting home for Christmas.
Richard, who didn't give his last name, said he was headed for Chicago and said he was also expecting added security today.
It seems about the same to me, but I came prepared for heightened security. So I didn't carry things that I thought might be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Things like a computer or a...
Yeah, electronic devices and that type of thing.
How many persons are traveling?
Three people.
What's your final destination today?
Lima, Peru.
Stephen and Marina Hayes and their son were beginning a long Christmas Eve trip today, headed to visit her parents in Peru.
Did any of you receive any packages from unknown persons?
No.
No?
Your bags were in your possession and control at all times?
Yes.
Yes, they were.
Marina Hayes said she and her family did get to the airport a little earlier than usual today in case there were security delays.
But it's okay. We like to have the security. What I don't like is that I think they're hyping up a little bit, so everybody gets edgy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that is not good. That's not healthy.
Miss Hayes was slowed down a bit on her way to the gate by jewelry, coins, and belt buckles that set off the metal detector. But in the end, she said, it was a pretty normal day at the airport. John Idstey, NPR News at Reagan National in Washington.
These are your boarding passes. Three boarding passes for all of you. And you have a wonderful trip to Lima today.
Thank you. We're all set, I guess.